Now, it might even have ridiculed it to being a great scholar. The application of the Tao each day determines the greatness of a scholar, rather than whether he or she intellectually understands these paradoxical-sounding concepts. Lao Tzu points out that without the ridiculing laughter of inferior scholars, the Tao couldn't even exist. Talk about paradoxical concepts. In A Warrior Blends with Life, A Modern Tao, Michael LaTorre comments on this 41st verse. Quote, "The way is only attractive to those who are already wise enough to know how foolish they are. Sarcastic laughter from other fools who believe themselves wise does not deter the truly wise from following the way. Following the way, they do not become complicated, extraordinary, and prominent. Rather, they become simple, ordinary, and subtle." Unquote. As you elect to live the Tao each day, what you experience within and around you will be different from what it appears to be today. You will go way beyond surfaces into the blissful world of the Tao, and it's vital that you choose to stay in this truth regardless of how it all seems. Others will make fun of you, but remember the paradox that without that ridiculing laughter, it wouldn't even be the Tao. You'll experience times of darkness, but your new vision will eventually illuminate your inner world. And when it seems as though you're moving backward, remember that the Tao is hidden and nameless. If it was knocking at your door or readily accessible like a pill to swallow, it wouldn't be the Tao. So when life looks difficult, stop and realize that you're only one thought removed from being at peace. You'll know what Lao Tzu meant when he said that the easy way seems hard and true power seems like weakness. You don't have to struggle or dominate others in order to feel strong. A person in the Tao sees the world quite differently, knowing that inner peace is power. Less effort is actually easier. Work gets done when you lighten up internally and let yourself be moved along by the ceaseless Tao, rather than by setting goals or meeting standards that are set by others anyway. Allow the Tao and see the purity and clarity that originates from this vantage point. The outward appearance of anyone or anything may appear tarnished, but a Tao view will remind you that essential goodness is always there. It's hidden and nameless, though, so don't be obsessed with finding it and labeling it. In this way, you become a great scholar who diligently works to live in harmony with the Tao, even though it remains obscure. Apply this same insight to the times you feel unloved. When you see what appears to be indifference, know in your heart that love is present. The Tao isn't concerned with proving its fidelity. It appears to be uninterested, but it's nevertheless always there, everywhere. As your thinking changes from a position dictated by your ego to one that transcends it, you'll see an illuminated world that is truly inviting. Ego convinced you to see a cold and indifferent planet, while the ego-transcending Tao shines pure love to all that you're connected to. Allow it to work its magic in your life. This is what Lao Tzu seems to be instructing as I sit here right now, asking how might I serve those who read my book or listen to this program. First, be diligent. You're not an inferior scholar of Tao if you're just listening to these words. So if you're a middling scholar who retains some and loses some of this wisdom, make a commitment to work toward your own greatness. Just practice a few of these insights each day. Be diligent about it. Set aside your inclination to be puzzled or argumentative, and allow yourself the freedom to be a persistent practitioner. Even a small thing such as an affirmation or a rereading of a verse each day puts you on the path of living according to the great way. Lao Tzu simply says to live it by zealously practicing these insights. Here are some lines from Walt Whitman to remind you that you're not who you really appear to be. Quote, "Oh, I could sing such grandeurs and glories about you. You have not known what you are. You have slumbered upon yourself all your life. Your eyelids have been the same as closed most of the time. Whoever you are, claim your own at any hazard. These shows of the East and the West are tame compared to you. These immense meadows, these interminable rivers, you are immense and interminable as they are." Unquote. The Tao truth is unprovable in physical terms. Let go of your conditioned way of needing proof in the physical world before something becomes your truth. The Tao is hidden permanently, and it cannot be named, so accept this as a fact. You're not going to find it in a material form. It has no boundaries, and the moment you try to name it, you've lost it. Re-listen to the very first verse. Just as modern scientists must accept the fact that quantum particles originate in waves of formless energy or spirit without their ever seeing that infinite all-creating field, so too can you let go of your need to see and touch the Tao before you can believe it. By changing the way you look at the world, you'll see a realm beyond the appearances of darkness, difficulty, weakness, indifference, and death. As the poet Rainer Maria Rilke observed, quote, "Behind the world our names enclose is the nameless, our true archetype and home," unquote. Do the Tao now. Spend an hour with a child today, taking note of how much wisdom is embodied in what appears to be juvenile behavior and beliefs. Notice his or her fascination with seemingly insignificant items, repeating the same senseless phrase, tantrums, or laughter. Jot down your impressions of the wisdom behind such so-called childish impulses, and vow to be a kid again as frequently as possible. The 42nd verse of the Tao Te Ching, quote, "The Tao gave birth to one. One gave birth to two. Two gave birth to three. All three begat the 10,000 things. The 10,000 things carry yin and embrace yang. They achieve harmony by combining these forces. People suffer at the thought of being without parents, without food, or without worth. Yet this is the very way that kings and lords once described themselves. For one gains by losing, and loses by gaining. What others taught, I teach. The violent do not die a natural death. This is my fundamental teaching," unquote. Living by melting into harmony. The beginning of this verse reiterates what Lao Tzu has been saying throughout the previous 41 sections of the Tao Te Ching. That is, the Tao is the hidden force that brings all of the creatures and substances that comprise the 10,000 things into being, as well as being the intangible that we think of as oneness or wholeness. All carry and embrace the opposites of yin and yang, or the feminine and masculine principles. This verse reinforces the idea that blending these seemingly opposing forces is the way to achieve harmony. Lao Tzu reminds you of the things that you probably think cause suffering and suggests that being orphaned or going hungry or feeling worthless are high on the list. But then he says that achieving harmony in terms of the Tao involves gaining by losing. Does he mean that if you lose your home, your mom and dad, your belongings, or your sense of self-esteem, you'll gain all that you need? What? How is this possible? Your infinite self that originated in and is animated by the Tao needs nothing to sustain itself. Parents, possessions, and self-worth are only necessary to the existence of your mortal self. Lao Tzu wants you to recognize